Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, Patricia Tyson Johnson talks with Storyline associate Megan Shuford. In 1999, Ms. Johnson became the first woman in North Carolina to drive 18-wheelers for FedEx. Today, she recalls both the challenges and rewards of her experience.
I was the first female in 1999. I was the first female in this area to start driving an 18-wheeler. They sent me away to school for 3 months, and I trained in Blytheville, Arkansas, and it was something very challenging, and I accomplished that, you know, by myself. I was there away from family for all that time, and I did that all by myself. So that was a major accomplishment for me. When I got back, it was in December, and this was the first time that in Arkansas there was no snow or anything, and they also didn't have hills there. It's kind of flat out there in Arkansas. And the first week I was back, I rode with someone, and then the second week, North Carolina had a big snowstorm that night, and I was out by myself driving, and I remember it was about 1 a.m. in the morning, and I was in the left-hand lane, and at school they had said, stay to the right. And I said, well, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to stay over here. This lane is about the clearest. And as I went over, I just felt some vibration and didn't realize at the time that I had hit someone. I didn't know the power of driving those trucks. It gave me a new respect and understanding, because I had hit someone and pushed them down an embankment and never felt it. So I'm very respectful out there on the highway. I know a lot of time motorists aren't, but it's important that people pay attention out there when you're on the highway, and to put down the text, put down the cell phone, it can wait. Life is more important than that.
Is there anything else from that experience that you would like to share?
Well, I say to women, go ahead and step out on faith. Take a chance. We can basically do whatever we put our minds to. And think of something different that you may enjoy. There are a lot of opportunities and things out here for women to do that a lot of us are afraid to take a chance. I say go for it. You know, it's okay to step out of the norm and still enjoy life.
Listen to other stories from our community at storylineproject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network and is made possible by the generosity of Salem Town, a continuing care retirement community where every life shines and stories are celebrated. Storyline. Make the connection.